Comiskey Broadcast, AM 1500 KSTP. Shadow Man at the board, Clyde Lewis. I was reading about Bill Clinton today. Remember him? Sometimes, every now and then, on talk radio, you'll hear people talk about him. I think if nothing else, in this life, they'll be able to say, or you know, my epitaph will be able to say, well, he entertained himself. You know, if nothing else, he entertained himself. Often that's what I'm left with. Anyway, I was thinking about Bill Clinton and how every now and then, you know, on a talk radio program, his name will come up. You'll hear someone mention him. Reading about his Houdini act. They were talking in the New York Times about how this guy once again is bouncing back and just how amazing it is. Big story in the strip today concerning the Clinton spin cycle. The president's admission that he had a relationship with Lewinsky has produced a compelling drama, but most of the actors are off stage and they're all concerned with the spin. There's the pre-speech spin, series of leaks before Ken Starr's grand jury heard the president speak. There were some leaks to kind of see what the country would tolerate in the way of an apology from him. There was some post-speech spin. White House sources say that some guys after the speech worried about whether or not there shouldn't be a second apology and how to spin it so that the Democrats could feel more comfortable about it. There was the Hillary spin, whether she knew about this in January or just knew about it now. They figured they should spin it, so she just learned about it now. There was spin with the aides. There was spin with Monica specifically in terms of why there wasn't an apology to her in his speech. Dick Morris had some spin for it. Some of the pundits gave it some spin. Starr gave it some spin. There was spin all over the cotton picking place. And I'm so tired of the term spin, I thought I'd retire it tonight. I thought tonight we'd get rid of the term for good and never use it again in this country so that we could all sleep a little easier. Because I'm tired of the term spin. I wish we could see it excised from the English language. It's just another word for a lie. I've just determined that spin is a PR person's way of excusing a lie. If it's called spin, it's just part of the job. You're excused. That's how you get away with a lie. You call it spin. Because if you call it a lie, it's just exposed as kind of a raw act of wrongdoing. But if you call it spin, well, you're just doing your job. I don't think there's any such thing as spin. I don't think spin exists. There's truth and there's BS. And the inability to simply acknowledge this is what's wrong with American politics. Everyone's spinning, no one's just stating the truth plainly. Anytime you hear that someone's having a spin master on, you should say, why are you having a liar on? Why would you have a liar on? A rather scheming, lying, manipulating political animal without a soul. I honestly believe the man has no soul. He's exactly what this country is into these days. We're really into it. That's why his approval ratings are so high, because we like this kind of thing. And we get exactly what we deserve. Phoniness actually has been in for so long now that no one remembers what it was like when we dealt with reality. We excuse this guy because we say no one's a saint. We can't expect our leaders to be saints. But I got news for you. There are saints out there. There are saints out there. They're all over the place. Really good people. They're out there in this country. Hardworking, honest, intelligent, bright, tough, capable people with integrity to burn. They're out there. They've always been out there in this country. It's our job to find them and make leaders out of them and to reject good-looking plastic creeps who make us all long for a shower at the end of the day. You want to keep the spin going, Clinton? You want to keep it going? Spin your tires right out of D.C. and back to your porch in Arkansas. Has anyone ever blown an opportunity in a more dramatic way than this guy? You really blew it like few have in history, sir. You were given an office once held by Lincoln, once held by Washington. You were given two terms. You were given a booming economy, prosperity. You were given peace, no war to fight, no rioting on the streets, no turmoil. And you couldn't handle that? Eisenhower was given something similar. He didn't do a hell of a lot, but not a lot was necessary. What he did do is not blow it, not screw it up, not botch the whole thing. So you screwed it all up. And it's not just the girl. So much of your presidency has been shady. We don't know what's going on with a lot of this stuff. We have to learn so much more. Filegate, Travelgate, Chinese influence peddling, campaign financing. But the point is, despite the fact that I don't know the truth of all of it, and mainly because all I've heard is spin, taken all together, along with the lies in the Lewinsky affair, it's all shady. It's all so shady. It's impossible to believe anything we hear on the matter because we don't know anymore where the truth is on any of this stuff. It's impossible to trust this guy, to trust you with anything. Clinton, so how can you then be my president? If I don't trust anything you say, how can you be my president? You got to stop spinning. You're a man digging a hole. And you're convinced a few more shovelfuls will get you out, and you just gotta keep digging a little more, and instead you're disappearing deeper and deeper inside. Wait till this all comes out. Wait till we hear everything, folks. Wait till we hear this whole story. When it's all laid out there for all of us to see, then the course of action will be obvious. Bill Clinton will have to pack up and walk away from Penn Avenue, never to step foot in that house again. And man, will we see to what extent he soiled it and disgraced it. All we asked for, you know, it wasn't much. Eight good years. 8 years of concentration on the country's behalf. 8 years out of a lifetime. And you stood there and you promised us the most ethical administration we've seen in years, and that turned out to be BS. More BS. More crap. Sometimes I get mad enough at this character to wish we were a country where coups occurred. You know, where we could charge the White House and literally throw this guy out. Literally, grab him by the seat of his pants and hurl him over the fence into the street. I think as a nation, that would be cathartic if we all could do that. I'd like to see a disgraced president not leave by helicopter one time, but instead leave through the air. Literally leave through the air over the White House fence, arms, legs flailing about. And then I want to see the White House fumigated and repainted and redecorated and polished and aired out and a new guy brought in. And I mean a man brought in, a man. I'd like to see a man as president. Not a boy. I'd like to see a grown-up, an adult. They're out there. We have not only good people out there, but we have adults. We have grown-ups. I'd like to see a statesman. I'd like to see a visionary. And I'm not even a Republican, so if I'm thinking this way, imagine what the enemy party would like to do with you, sir. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Got that out of my system.